Hey, Jennifer LeClaire here. Before we get started with the teaching, I want to let you know that it's open enrollment season for our schools. And right now, you can try out any of our schools for just $1 for the first class. That's what I said, just $1 for the first class. Now, a lot of our older content is audio only, so some of you may experience an audio course, but pretty soon in the schools, it's all video. So you can interact. School of Prophecy, School of Spiritual Warfare, School of the Seers, School of Deliverance, and School of Prayer and Intercession. Right now, you have the opportunity to enroll, and you can get that first class for just $1. Get it while you can at schoolofthespirit.tv.
The enemy can impel or incite people to hinder you. You know, and we see another example of people hindrances in Luke 11, verse 52. Luke 11, verse 52. Jesus said this, "Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves." Listen, "and those who were entering in, you hindered." You hindered. So, yeah. These were people. These were the Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers. These were the religious people of the day. These people were hindering people from believing the truth. They did not want people to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They wanted to keep them in bondage to the law. Now, look again, one more time. I want to show you how people can hinder you. Now, listen, that doesn't mean just because it's people hindering you. Listen, it doesn't mean that there's not a spirit behind the person hindering you. People can hinder you just because they can be fleshly, carnal, and hinder you. They really can. But a lot of times, people that are unreasonably hindering you, there's this woman, for example, she sends me 5 Instagram reels every day. And I finally said, "Why are you, it's just crazy stuff. I said, why are you sending this to me?" "Oh, I just wanted you to see it. You're distracting me. You're being used of the enemy." I know that seems like a small thing, but if you're getting messages all day, you got to delete just to get to the ones you want to see. That's a hindrance. So there's small hindrances and there's large hindrances, but they can come through people who either are fleshly, selfish, right? Or inspired by spirit. Now, if they're fleshly and selfish, you can't bind that. But if there's a demon inspiring them, we can deal with that. And we do talk about that in the course. It's going to be at schoolofthespirit.tv. And you can grab that at a 60% discount right now, pre-order, waitlist, whatever you want to call it. I want to show you again how the enemy uses people to hinder people from walking in the will of the Lord. Hindering spirits will try to hinder you from walking in the will of the Lord. Matthew 9:14. Jesus said, "Leave the children alone. Allow the little ones to come to me, and do not forbid or restrain or hinder them, for such of these is as the kingdom of heaven composed." And so again, we see this throughout scripture. People kept trying to hinder people from coming to Jesus. We don't want to be that person. Amen. Now here's the thing. Listen, we can hinder ourselves, and we don't like to hear that. We want to blame it on the devil. We want to blame it on people. Come on, whose number do I have? We can hinder ourselves. So everything's not a spirit. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's me. We make poor choices. We hinder ourselves. I want to give you this example from 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3, verse 17. "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life." Listen. "So that your prayers may not be hindered." So here we see there's a possibility of a husband hindering his own prayers. And many times, what do? We like to blame the devil. We like to say, "Oh, there's hard heavens. My prayers are hitting the ceiling and falling down. The devil is resisting me like he did Daniel, the prince of Persia." That may be true. That may be true. But what if we're doing something to hinder our prayer answers? What if we're doing something to hinder our career success? What if we're doing something to hinder healthy relationships? We always must be willing to look at ourselves. Listen, if we're going to look at other people, we got to look at ourselves. Come on. So sometimes we open the door to hindrances. And we can blame other people all day long, but we need to check ourselves and we need to check our prayers and we need to make sure that we're not the cause of the hindrance. And it is, in a way, if it's us, that's easy to fix. We just repent and get it together. That's easy to fix. But check this out. Listen to this. This is revelation I've just received as I'm talking to you. Listen to me. I just received this revelation from heaven. Listen to me. Sometimes the hindering spirit will speak to you and sabotage you. This is a revelation from the Holy Spirit right now. Listen, Derek Prince called demons persons without bodies. Derek Prince called demons persons without bodies. And so anything that's a person, if a person has a voice, listen, even an animal has a voice. They bark, the cats meow, they make a noise. A demon, as Derek Prince, the late Derek Prince describes, is a person without a body. So here, listen, these hindering spirits have a voice. And we, this is not even in the course. This is a good revelation. These hindering spirits have a voice. And that voice is a voice of sabotage. Oh, just sleep in. Oh, you know, your wife will understand that you forgot her anniversary. You don't need to get her gift. Oh God, don't let me go there. These hindering spirits have a voice that brings self-sabotage. They try to get you to sin. They try to get you to neglect prayer. Hello. You wonder why your life is hindered. If you don't pray, you're going to have hindrances. The enemy doesn't want you to go on the offense. So hindering spirits have a voice, and these hindering spirits will speak lies to you to get you to sabotage yourself. So it's just a temptation. Do you see it? What a revelation. I think that was good. You think that was good. That was good. Another thing is, listen, if we have unforgiveness, that can hinder our prayers. We have unforgiveness, it can hinder us in every area of our lives. So that hindering spirit can speak to us and bring an imaginary offense. That hindering spirit, the person without a body that has a voice, can speak to us, that person doesn't like you, get us into unforgiveness, get us into strife. Our own offense can hinder us. So that person with a voice, that person without a body that has a voice, that hindering spirit, wants us to be offended with people. Our own offense can hinder us. Mark 6, verse 3. Mark 6, verse 3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here among us? And they took offense with Jesus and were hurt. That is, they disapproved of him, and it hindered them. It did what? It hindered them. What did it do? It hindered them from acknowledging his authority, and they were caused to stumble and fall. So listen, it's not just any offense against God. If you're offended with God, that's a hindrance. The enemy will try to accuse God to you. He'll try to accuse you to others, and he'll try to accuse others to you. And it's all around offense and unforgiveness. And so it's any offense. And again, we this is bonus because this isn't even in the course. But if you like this teaching, I want you to get over there to schoolofthespirit.tv while this course is on super ultra early bird. And the thing that we're doing right now, and I've got more to share with you, but the thing we're doing right now is there's going to be 10 days to grab these courses and it's going back in the vault. So don't lollygag. Don't meander. If you're interested in this course, get it while the cart is open. Get it while it's available because the paradigm at School of the Spirit is we're going to have X amount of days. And that's it. That's it. It's going back in the vault. All right, get over to schoolofthespirit.tv. Satan can hinder us. And this is what we automatically default to. We always think it's Satan. We always think it's the devil. We you know, we don't look at us. We don't look at people, you know, necessarily. We look at the devil. But Satan can hinder us. Satan absolutely can hinder us. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 18. You may be familiar with the scripture. Because this is Paul the Apostle writing, because it was our will to come to you, I mean that I, Paul, again and again wanted to come, but Satan hindered and impeded us. Satan hindered and impeded us. So there's times when the Holy Spirit prevented Paul from going to certain places. We see that in Scripture. But there's other times Satan hindered him. And we have to get really good at discerning where the hindrance is coming from. Is it coming from us? Is it coming from God? Is it coming from the devil? And I teach all about that in the course, Conquering Hindering Spirits. It's a critical component about getting victory. I want to give you just a couple of more points here, because I want to give you a couple keys to overcoming the hindering spirit. And we talk way more about that in the course, but I want to give you something to work with here. And these things are actually not in the course. So this is a bonus. And this bonus is going to be available to all of those who take the course, so that you can actually watch this replay as well. Because I feel that there's some rich stuff in here that's come out.
Has the enemy dispatched hindering spirits against you? How would you know? Well, you've got to discern it before you can conquer it. And you've got to understand how these spirits operate. You don't want to make a mistake and, you know, think it's Jezebel or witchcraft when it's a hindering spirit, because you will not be effective in the warfare. If you want to win, you've got to be accurate in the spirit. Listen, we talked last time about how people can be influenced by hindering spirits, and we're going to dive a little deeper today into two other ways that hindering spirits can move into your life. I'm talking about the mechanisms, the avenues, nothing perhaps that you've done, but perhaps things that the enemy has orchestrated against you. So we're going to pick up where we left off. Make sure that you grab this course, Conquering Hindering Spirits, while you can. It's on ultra early bird now, and that won't last long. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv if you're liking what you're hearing, and grab hold of this series. It will transform your life. I'll tell you, I had no idea just how much of my warfare was coming from hindering spirits until I studied this out, pinpointed the issue, expose the nefarious functions, and then I could shut it down. And so can you. Schoolofthespirit.tv, Conquering Hindering Spirits. I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you like it, leave a 5-star review. And guys, share it with your friends.
Are you tired of being held back, hindered, and delayed from your best life? I know you are. Picture this. Unseen forces called hindering spirits are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path God has laid out for you. But fear not, you carry the power to conquer hindering spirits. In the series every spiritual warrior has been waiting for, I'll guide you through the journey of unmasking the specific agenda of these obstructive forces in your life. No longer will you be blindsided by the tactics of hindering spirits. You'll learn to discern their presence the moment they strike, and even before they strike. You'll gain the wisdom to distinguish between divine guidance and diabolical interference. And you'll learn spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make hindering spirits flee. Join me as we go on a war path to dismantle the influence of hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships, and beyond. Don't miss out on this life-changing spiritual warfare series. Unlock the secrets to conquering hindering spirits today at schoolofthespirit.tv.